1-855-453. That's the Stakel CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Mark returning from another vacation. How was this one, man?
Vacation. I mean, I've got to go down and see my wife. She's down in Florida.
Was it working? Was it a working vacation for you?
I certainly did a lot of work for Free Talk Live.
Good to know. Good to know you're still on the ball.
Yeah, somebody's got to keep this little engine running while you run off and play activist. Oh, I got a whole camera.
Oh, man,
you have missed out. Clown mask gets arrested.
It has been quite... You know, I don't know why you're poking fun, Mark. There's a lot of activism going on up here now. And
there absolutely is a lot of activism going on. How about the most important activism, running the largest pro-liberty radio show in the world?
It runs pretty fine on
amazing,
its own.
Mark.
That's because I run it. It doesn't run on its own.
You do a good job.
What kind of nonsense
no doubt about
is that?
Do we have any gold stars?
Gold stars? Like to give one to Mark?
Yeah.
I'd like to give one to my co-host for working hard.
Yeah. What would you do without me?
I... don't know. It's a lot harder with it. I know, actually. You were in jail for 58 days for standing in front of a police car to protect topless beer-drinking women from all over the world from getting arrested.
Yeah.
Actually, not getting arrested. From having to take tickets that the cops wish to give them.
You're going
to
downplay Ian's jail time? That's pretty low.
What? Did I downplay it, or did I accurately represent what it was?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking.
You can look at it
chime in
multiple different ways. You can look at it different ways. A lot of people are inspired by the saying in front of a police car.
Some people are.
It's true. A lot more people are inspired by civil disobedience and non-cooperation than they are by going and speaking at a political event.
I agree.
Like some sort of state reps meeting where they have the meeting at 11:30, that it starts at 11:30. They let three bureaucrats speak, and then they tell everybody, all right, well, we're going to take a break for lunch here and come back in 4.5 hours.
That's exactly what they did to you.
You could just hang around all day long and wait for us to return when we may deem you allowed to speak to us. Although that said...
Was I backing up the legislative process here when I just said, hey,
no, you weren't.
Make some telephone calls to some stations, get Free Talk Live on more stations. That's
actually,
all
I have been calling stations this week, Mark. You'd be happy to know. As a matter of fact, one of our radio stations is going to be coming on board for weeknights starting next week, which
Excellent.
Is exciting. So that's great. And it's an FM. Can't say which one, I think, right now, but down the line we'll let you know. So 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, but... I just can't stay away from the activism. It's just too much fun, and there's so much that's been happening up here recently. It's been great. In fact, Allie just launched her own radio program. Not the first show that Allie has been a part of. You had your own show back when you were down in Alabama.
Yeah. Well, this is a whole different kind of thing. And
is it now?
Well, yeah, it's different because there's going to be more women involved, and it's sort of about what we're doing here as opposed to just, the other show you're referring to is Liberty Bells, and in which we just talked a little bit about what was happening in Auburn, but Ladies in Keene Radio is more about what it's like to be an activist woman in Keene, because it's really exciting and it's good to get the female perspective out there.
Why should someone care about what's going on in Keene?
Well, because I think it's important to know when these ideas are being tested. I think it's sort of an activist experiment in a lot of ways, and I think it's
interesting.
You mean
the whole thing happening here?
Yeah, all the different kinds of things that are being tried and the support around all of it, it raises discussion, and it's kind of interesting to see, because we can speculate over what might happen if someone was to do this activism or not, and but to see people actually doing it and what has happened, and just what are good approaches to take and things like this, I think it's really interesting to talk about.
So now you've been up here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project for 4 months?
About five
months. So not quite a half a year thus far. What sort of changes have you seen in just the half a year that you've been here? Have you noticed anything that has...
I've noticed the organization among the activists is getting better and better every day. And using new kinds of technology to improve their activism and just spreading information. I mean, it's something that you can tell will continue to grow, especially as more and more people get here.
Yeah, I think that I've seen a huge increase in activity just over the last 4 months or so here. it's just keeps getting better with more people showing up all across the state. Mark, you just had the Free State Now program successfully add 250 plus, I think, members to the Free State Project's signer count, which I think is very exciting. I'm glad to see that that's finally taken. Somebody decided to really take ownership of that. Mm-hmm. Seth Hipple did over at the Free State Project.
Seth is a doer.
And he made it happen because it had kind of somehow ended up languishing. I don't know what had happened. Like, you'd submitted these signatures, and the Free State Project board was like, we're busy with something. And they didn't, you know,
yeah,
didn't
I
deal
think
with
the,
it.
The holidays probably, you know, it sat in somebody's email box, or somebody assumed that there were maybe another CC on the email or something like that, and it
something
didn't go anywhere.
Like that. I can tell you the activism.
Kind of interested to see what was going to happen, so I just kind of let it sit rather than following it up. Good salespeople follow things up. I just wanted to see what would happen, and, you know, it's that.
Well, I did follow it up for you and made it go through. So we're, you know, work together on these issues, and people support different areas of activism. To say that one is, you know, somehow detrimental or negative to the movement, I don't agree with that. Not that you were saying that, Mark, but some people would suggest that non-cooperation and or civil disobedience is detrimental. But
I think the jury's out. I mean, you know, I try to look at the evidence, and the evidence to me doesn't look particularly good at this moment.
The evidence is more people move because of it, mm-hmm. and that's solid evidence.
It is solid evidence. However, I have seen a crackdown in some areas.
Of course. Whenever you challenge the status quo, there will be a crackdown. I can tell you, if activists in Manchester or Concord or wherever...
crackdown from the political end? Have we seen that?
Well, there has been some backlash.
Yeah, backlash. Certainly people, yeah. You know, see people yammering, but you said crackdown.
But crackdowns happen when legitimacy is threatened. Crackdowns happen when legitimacy is threatened. So, like, for instance, you last night we pointed out this military guy that got off. I don't know if you heard about this. The guy that helped slaughter dozens of people. Mm-hmm. He completely got off with just a demotion, not even a month in jail. The original proposal was 90 days in jail for him. He ended up getting zero. And I think Jason Talley made a real important point when he said that he's facing months in jail for recording video at a court lobby. So, it shows you where the people calling themselves the state place their importance on things. Like, murderer? Worked for the state. Followed the state's orders. He's okay. Guy that records video in a place where he's told not to, in a public court building, threatens the legitimacy of the state, and so therefore you're going to jail for a long time. And so I think that shows, you know, where their priorities are and what they want to enforce. So the people with non-cooperation and civil disobedience are striking the root more so than are the people in politics, because the people in politics are doing essentially what they're told to do. Well, you know, you need to work within our system. Follow our rules. We've written these rules for you to follow. Follow this system, and then, you know, maybe we'll consider changing things. But the people that are doing non-cooperation are striking at the root, because the people that are the state, that call themselves the state, know that if enough people stop cooperating, it's over for them. It's over.
You know what's really
just like that.
You know what's really special about the non-cooperation happening in Keene is that as many people are getting involved and being active and non-cooperating, there are like almost just as many people reporting and working on the media aspect of that and getting the word out, because not all
incredibly powerful.
There's been a huge
aspect.
Explosion in media over the last 6 months just here in Keene, and I think it was spurred on by some of the non-cooperations. You know, Derek Jay got arrested a couple times this summer, a few times this summer. That inspired video, and those people, you know, got out and they started editing more, and they got it, and then Free Keene TV was happening at the same time. And so there's
a lot of
really
work
been,
to do that editing.
There's really been a lot of that, a lot of media that has come out of this.
And there's been interest from outside sources of media in what's happening in Keene, too. So
sure,
it's not
Kelly Voluntarist, she's from Keene. She's the newest blogger over at freekeene.com. She went to the airport last week, as you may have heard, Mark, and took her clothes off.
Some of them.
Down to her lingerie. That news story splashed across a bunch of Clear Channel radio station websites. So, you know, that's perfect fodder for, hey, it's the Wacky Morning Show. You won't believe this. Some lady took off her clothes at the airport. They talked about it on morning shows all around the country. Pretty cool stuff. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number for you is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those. And so features include archives. If you've missed a moment, just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the site. Actually, the last 7 days' worth are on the front page. Then you can go all the way back to late 2006 when you click into the archive section over at freetalklive.com. And you can also give us some bitcoins if you have some to give. because we have our Bitcoin tip jar out there over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And if you don't know what the Bitcoin is, well, you owe it to yourself if you support the idea of alternative currency to go and look into it, because it's an incredible invention. And it's one that is not controlled by anyone. It is an open source, distributed, peer-to-peer digital cash. It's not issued by a corporation. It's not issued by a government. It's not centrally controlled. It's not centrally stored. The entire thing is almost completely impervious to any kind of an attack. I say almost completely because I'm no mathematician, but from what I understand, mathematically, this is almost, you know, literally an impossibility. Yeah. Close to a darn impossible to crack. So the government sure as hell isn't going to be able to crack this. And they are pretty upset about it.
Not today. I mean, yeah. You know, cryptography tends to, it seems to, you know, move forward. But a lot of the crypto geeks really are impressed with this.
Right, but when has the government ever gotten ahead of the crypto marketplace?
I don't know, but does Bitcoin have an opportunity to be revamped and get better?
I think so. I would guess it is. These guys have the ability to make changes to the software. It's open source, right? As I understand it, at least. So go to weusecoins.com if you'd like to learn more about the Bitcoin. And you can actually get physical Bitcoins that make for interesting conversation starters. You can go to memorydealers.com to do that. That's memorydealers.com. It's the currency that's transforming your world, whether you know it or not. Bitcoins. All right, so 855-453, that's the toll-free number. Of course, you can bring up what you like. We've been talking about, just kind of started the show up by talking about what's been happening in town here in Keene, where we do this radio program. There just seems like there's been a lot more activity than in even just the recent past. And for a little while, Mark, you probably heard me gripe at least a little bit about how, you know, I wish there could be more activism. Now I'm getting to the point where I'm thinking there sure is a lot of activism around here. Like, if you go to freekeen.com and just scroll through a page, you'll see how many posts there are on just one day. And most of the posts are relating to things that are going on in this area. So it's getting pretty busy. And it's the middle of winter, too. So I expect more people are going to move here in 2012. We know a lot of people are graduating college and that sort of thing. And people are planning on getting out of college and coming up to New Hampshire, joining the Free State Project. And obviously, Keene's going to be a destination, so it's exciting, of course, to have the Liberty Forum coming up as well. And, oh, by the way, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, last time around, was the roast of Stephon Molyneux.
Mm-hmm.
Were either of you at that event?
No, I heard parts of it. I don't know. I was, you know, we were on the air.
I didn't go to the event.
No.
No, we were not on the air for the whole thing. After we got off the air, it was still going on. Probably went for like another hour after we got off the air. And I went and I checked it out. You remember that there was a story recently about Ron Paul's freaking giant?
Yes.
Yeah, Chris Lawless. He's the guy who's organizing the Porcupine, but the Liberty Forum. He's organizing the Liberty Forum. Great organizer, great guy, super activist. Unfortunately, he had way too much to drink at this particular event.
It's not like it didn't happen if it did everybody at Porkfest.
Right, but like he was on stage with a microphone.
That does make it more embarrassing.
And had way too much to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he probably, if I were him, I would have hoped that the video never would have come out of this.
But it did.
It's out.
Ah, good.
And so I'm wondering how to title the headline at freekeen.com about this video. Because the guy that recorded the video, it's like a two-hour-long roast of Stephon Molyneux. And from what I understand, it's very, very funny. They've got people up there that were just knocking the crowd dead with hilarity, apparently. So all of this has been captured, and all of the hilarity of Chris Lawless being really drunk on stage was also captured. So I'm thinking of like a dual title, like you know, Stephon Molyneux roast, aka, or you know, also known as the giant
freaking giant gets drunk.
The freaking giant gets wasted, or you know, alcohol is a really dangerous drug, or something like that. I'm not sure exactly how to do it. The video is currently up on the Freekeen YouTube channel at youtube.com/freekeen, but I haven't made an actual blog post about it.
How about Freekeen Giant owns Stephon Molyneux?
Have you? Wait, you haven't seen this, so I don't know if you really want to go out on a list.
I haven't seen this. So.
Yeah.
But I did hear that Bob Murphy participated and was pretty funny.
He was very, very popular, from what I understand.
Jimmy Crane participated, and, you know, that...
From Wheels Off Liberty.
Always going to be funny.
So, but then, you know, there's a part where he even crashes through, like, a chair and bends a chair because
oh my.
He falls off
wow.
of it. And, like, it's a total, like, drunken giant thing to do, and it's... It's an amazing video. It really is. So hopefully somebody learned some lessons from that. Whether Chris learned a lesson from that, I don't know. But somebody that watches that video will hopefully learn a lesson about drinking too much.
There are perhaps some lessons to be learned
yes.
from the video.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. And somebody commented on the YouTube video like, oh, it takes 6 months to get this out. Well, maybe it's because you didn't come and do it in 1 month. You know,
it's a group of people who are working for free.
Right.
You know?
It's a volunteer ran video, and it ended up looking pretty good, I would say.
Well, you know, the Free State Project is itself a volunteer-run organization, and, you know, it leads to some levels of inefficiency. If you don't like it, you have the option of complaining or doing something about it.
Or invest.
Speaking of that, volunteers, your program, Mark, the Free State Now thing, is what's its status? Because they inputted the 250-something names that you submitted to the
yep.
Free State Project because of Free State Now, but really that was all one guy. It was all Will Anderson, the guy that walked across the country for
largely.
Liberty. For the most, like, 99% of it, right?
I'm not going to give a percentage, largely.
Right. So what's the status of the program? Is it funded? Is it moving forward?
It needs more funding. You know, I mean, obviously we don't have all the dollars to pay all the people for all the recruits that we're going to get. We have a certain amount of money in the bank, and, you know, it's enough for some signers. We're paying people per signer to get people to sign up for the Free State Project in different ways. And, you know, it's moving forward.
So it's funded enough to move
momentum.
Forward?
Is it, yes.
Like,
I mean,
so like if
we
somebody
need more
went
money.
To,
but
if,
yes.
so if somebody went to freestatenow.com/earn and they downloaded the Trifold
yes.
and they went out and they got people to sign this Trifold, for, and join the Free State Project and sent it in, they would get paid.
If they send me 300, I'm going to have a problem.
But if they sent you 30?
Yeah, I can do that.
You can do 30. So here's what I would suggest.
But I haven't had anybody yet at all do that.
Send you any?
None. I mean, I've had people here.
Except for Will Anderson.
Yeah, I've had people here talk about it. I've got people that are.
People
know,
in New Hampshire should not be doing this.
No.
People outside of New Hampshire should be doing this. And what I would
people
suggest.
People without jobs should be doing
even
this.
Even if you have a job.
Look, I understand.
This is a good way to make a little bit of extra income. I mean, 10 bucks a signer is what is being paid for this. Allie, if you were still down in Alabama, you could make 10 bucks a signer by going to the Mises Institute and signing people up for the Free State Project.
That's true. That would be a good way to pay for my trip.
Right. Does it sound that hard to do this? I mean, to get people who love liberty to join the Free State Project? It can't be that difficult. I mean, Will Buchanan got 250 people to join just on the streets of Boston.
Well, different places. He also did it at Pork Fest. Nobody at Pork Fest. You can't sign up for the Free State Project at Pork Fest.
More coming up. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Control of these airways and dial in toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features that you'll find there. Listening options are included. In fact, Mark, while you were away, we added a third listening option to the website.
It's like a mid-level screen.
Yeah, exactly. So we get the broadband stream that we've had, but the broadband stream has moved to a new stream on a different server. We now have the old broadband stream has been turned into a more middle band stream, if you will. So 64K is the broadband, 32 is the middle, and then there's a narrow band or dial-up stream, which is 16. So for people with really limited internet connections, they might find that useful.
Well, if you're working on, say, 3G on your phone and you're driving and you want to listen to Free Talk Live instead of something else, you might be able to use the
middle one might be a better option to try. You know, it's something to try in the event that, because the lower one doesn't really sound that great.
Not everybody else has the mental illness known as what is this audiophilia that you have, where you can, you know, there's a click or a buzz or a pop and you like flip out and start mashing buttons and turning dials and people aren't like that. I'm not like that.
Well, there's some people who appreciate good quality.
There are some people who do, and you know, they are a small enough segment of the population.
You can tell the difference, Mark.
That you might call them, marginalized.
You can tell the difference between 64 kilobits and 16. I guarantee you,
yes,
you can tell.
Yes. But if I could also tell when my phone drops the feed because there's just not enough information, that makes me bananas. Yeah. I would rather hear it badly or at a poor audio
now
level.
Now you have three choices instead of two to increase your likelihood of being able to have the stream without dropping and have it sound more listenable as well. So anyway, thought you'd be excited about that.
I am excited. I think it's a great idea.
I'm excited.
Okay, so listen.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get tuned into the various audio streams and the other different ways you can listen, including radio stations, satellite, including XM satellite radio, free-to-air satellite, which you'd be happy to know. We had a caller call from listening to free-to-air.
Does that make three now?
Two years?
Yeah,
something like
that. That's awesome.
Anyway, listen.freetalklive.com. And since we've been talking about a lot about the Free State Project here.
If you're listening on Free to Air, send Ian an email at ian@freetalklive.com.
There you go. So anyway, Free State Project, we've been talking about it here quite a bit tonight, and for good reason. The Liberty Forum is imminent. It is coming up within weeks, within a month from now. We will all be at the upcoming Free State Project Liberty Forum, Free Talk Live broadcasting live. There are going to be great special speakers at the forum, including Peter Schiff, the very famous investment advisor. He's going to be there giving one of his, I guess, a brief version of one of his seminars, as well as being one of the keynote speakers. Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business, and many more. Go and get all the details at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Where you can sign up with coupon code FTL2012 to save 10% on the already low convention rates. FreeStateProject.org/LibertyForum, coupon code FTL2012. And as a bonus, you get to meet the giant himself. He will be there. Let's go to Rasan in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Rasan, with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hello.
Hi, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, it's Hassan. I'd like to talk about an issue that was not fully covered in relation to hidden volumes on a TrueCrypt encrypted hard drive.
Okay, sure.
Basically, the issue is, unless the hidden volume is made very small, it's relatively easy for anyone to notice the presence of the hidden volume if they were only supplied with one password. And the only way around this issue would be for the makers of TrueCrypt to add a feature in which accessing the decoy volume would be a destructive process where the decoy volume will have access to all usable sectors on the hard drive, thus causing its use to overwrite
the real
data.
So let's translate this into understandable English here, because I think Mark is probably not understanding.
Okay, so there's the TrueCrypt, unless it's a very small volume, people will notice it. If it's a large volume, people will notice. Yes, okay. I'm trying to translate what you have to say, which is important because I'm the internet dunce here, Hassan.
And so what? So what,
so what
said
Hassan
after
is
that?
Proposing is that if you're going to have a large file, the TrueCrypt needs a feature, and that feature should be that
the burn it down feature.
And I'm not sure I want this. I mean, it immediately petrified the crap out of me when he said it. That essentially, if it goes into this this encrypted file, if they go after it, then everything on the hard drive is destroyed.
Well, not necessarily the whole hard drive. The way TrueCrypt works, you can encrypt a whole drive, or you can encrypt just a file container thing. Like you can just have a file on your computer that is an encrypted file that you can store things in. So the idea would be that as you're entering, the state agents have a gun to your head and they say, boy, you better put in the password or else, you know, you're done. Mm-hmm. And so you put in the password, but that just randomly wipes all of the data in that entire file, basically. Yeah. Or
not
could
exactly
wipe your drive, right?
Not exactly wiping it, but basically, like when they access it, they'll see a partition with the usable OS and everything else on there. But when they look at the storage that has access to it, they'll see that the partition has access to the full drive. But if you have a hidden partition in there with the current TrueCrypt, when they access that hidden partition or the one that you want to use as a decoy, they'll see that, hey, this hard drive states that it has 78 gigabytes usable, but this partition is only showing us having as, like, 70.
Well, so much for it being hidden, huh?
Yes, they'll still notice that, unless there's some way to make it so it can see all usable sectors on the hard drive, so they'll have no indication, and any reads or any writes that basically happen on that decoy partition will just overwrite whatever's on the real encrypted partition, because
Even I'm a little bit lost on this one at this point, Mark.
I think I've got it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, that's good. I mean, I think Hassan's doing a pretty... Is it Hassan?
Hassan.
Hassan's doing a pretty good job explaining this.
Hassan, thanks for clearing that up for the most part. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything.
So he was basically advocating for a new feature in what is essentially a free program on the Internet?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he could advocate for it on... I think he was just pointing it out for mm-hmm. us. I'm sure people are advocating for this, right? I mean, it seems like a good feature. Why don't they have it yet? 855
free program.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Yeah, but free programs in some cases can be very, very well developed.
Yeah, like for instance, I started changing up some stuff on my Google web server, Google Chrome, and they have all kinds of stuff. Free.
Google's not free. You're the product.
Well. Yeah, but I'm saying it's free to me, at least, uh-huh. just to have... I have this app
the
that can...
The feed is free to the livestock, too, okay?
Okay.
By the way, I haven't really heard more about this privacy policy. Do you know anything about it, the new Google privacy policy?
I saw that they put it in there, but I wasn't...
I've heard that it's, like, you know, evil. That's all I've heard. I don't know anything about the details.
No.
So no one has heard anything about this.
Nobody seems to like privacy policies in general, and this one's supposed to be simpler to understand. I don't know what that means.
Right. I don't know why everybody's so surprised. I mean, of course, Google's not going to protect your privacy when it comes to, you know, the law enforcement. And there's certainly...
How could they?
Right. Any cop that comes over to any corporation is going to be allowed in, and they're going to be given access.
I don't know about any cop. Google's been pretty good in the past.
Yeah, but if they get themselves something called a warrant, it'll be over for them.
Absolutely.
You know? So
I mean... Let's not over-exaggerate the situation as it has been up to this point.
Here's
though.
A suggestion. If you want privacy, don't use services like Google or Facebook or anything like that.
Yep.
Just keep to yourself and don't go
page.
Online.
If you want to do some private surfing, use startpage.com.
Yeah, I mean, privacy is something you have to work for.
Yes.
You have to spend time and money and effort on privacy. And the more time and money and effort you spend on it, the more private you can be. So the question is, how much time is it worth to you? How much money and how much effort is the privacy worth to you? What is it you're trying to protect, and from whom are you trying to protect it? Do you need to protect everything about yourself? In which case, you can. There are ways to do that. You just have to be real careful, especially these days where privacy is easy to lose. And there's so many different ways where you can give up your own privacy, sometimes without even thinking about it.
Your information is valuable.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want to control the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL, CAI, toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And by the way, you can also go and get yourself a free audio book. These things are a great idea. Mark, you were just traveling. You know, you don't have a whole lot of time necessarily to read if you're driving, for instance. But if you have an audio book, you can get your reading in and get to where it is you're going.
That's true. If you know, if you're on a trip, you take your MP3 player, you put the headset in, and you can listen to, you know, that book that you've been needing to read, those books that you've been needing to read. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, I understand not everybody's has the same reading habits that I do, but there are lots of business and sort of motivational books out there. The business and motivational books kind of tend to overlap just a little bit too. Mm. And, you know, it's good to consume those things if you're in business, but, you know, I just don't have the time to sit down and read them. However, audiobooks make it a lot easier. You can get the important parts. It's playing right in your brain, and off you go. They've got books in all kinds of categories at audible.com, whether it's business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, and anything else you can imagine, any kind of book category. It's fast, easy, and affordable to do the downloads. I listen to audiobooks all the time, and having Audible, they make it easy for me to download, and I know that means that just about anybody can do it. You can get a free download with your free gold membership at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You can go to audible.com, and you can get audiobooks, but you can only get the free one at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's a great opportunity to get a free audiobook. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, so 855-453, that's the toll-free number here. We've been talking about encryption, actually, on the show, unusually. It's a kind of an unusual topic, and hopefully we've been able to keep it at a level at which people can comprehend the conversation. I feel like we've done an okay job of this.
Yeah, I think we're doing pretty good.
Okay, good.
I've understood it. And, you know, for me, it seems like a lot of computers are work, and I want them to be as easy as possible. A lot of people take their computer experience very seriously. I always feel like, oh, I don't have that much important on here. But, you know, as life goes on, I get more and more important things on there. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something that we should all do. But, you know, I mean, it seems like work.
It is work. And again, we're right back to the issue of privacy, right? So encryption is about privacy, something you want to keep private, say your Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah, it's about Bitcoin. That sounds really great.
It's a good thing to encrypt. That's a good thing to encrypt. You can have one Bitcoin Bitcoin wallet that's encrypted and stored away safely, and then you can have another kind of like receiving sending wallet where it's publicly known. So like the Free Talk Live Bitcoin wallet over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com, public address, anybody anywhere can send Bitcoins to it. But then I can take money out of that Bitcoin account and put it into my Bitcoin wallet that's unencrypted.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to unencrypt the wallet to put money into it. So there's no real work involved there except for the initial work of encrypting it in the first place.
Right.
And then if I ever need to access it for something to take money out of it, then I will have to unencrypt the wallet at that point. But it's more of a savings account kind of a wallet than anything else, if that makes sense.
Right.
So again, this is back to the conversation about privacy and how it is that you have to take effort. You have to put time in if you want privacy. If you don't, then you're wide open to attacks and that sort of thing.
Takes time to lock the doors of your car and all kinds of things, right?
Right, and exactly. So our board operator actually wanted to comment on what Hassan had to say. He sent a couple messages to me during the break, and he pointed out that what Hassan is talking about isn't really necessary, because if someone asks you why, when you go into this hidden volume or hidden partition on your computer, and the size is different than the original file or the size, and someone says, well, why is that size different? You just claim you don't know, or that you didn't set it up. I don't know. I didn't set it up. If you're answering their questions, I mean, obviously you shouldn't even answer their questions, in my opinion, but if you're getting to the point where, like, a judge has said, you must reveal the password, you reveal the password that lets them into this, like, okay area, which is like the decoy area, if you will, and then if they determine that they think that there's another password you need to reveal, you can just play dumb on that one. Wait, another password? Well, my friend set this up for me, and, I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Right.
But then again, why couldn't you claim that right up front? Hey, there's this hidden thing on your computer. What's the password to that? There's a hidden thing on my computer? What? I guess it's a little harder to plausibly deny that if it's the only computer you have, right? If that's like your personal computer, I suppose that plausible deniability is tough to...
I don't know that it is. I mean, you set up all my computer stuff and my phone stuff. And,
I could have hidden files on there, sure.
I don't know. Talk to Ian Freeman. Here's his telephone number and his address.
Yeah,
that's... you could do that, but I don't know. I mean...
So he says it's all about plausible deniability, more so than anything else. So there's a little bit more information for you. 855-453-1855, 450-3733. Let's talk to Nickelbag, calling from South Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Nickelbag. Hello? You're on Free Talk Live? Going once? Nickelbag.
Hey, guys.
Hello? You're on
the air. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing a radio show. Everything is well. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I heard you guys.
Hello?
Hey, I heard you guys talking about the Keystone Pipeline last week.
Okay. You seem to be having some sort of phone difficulties here, Nickelbag. One more try. Go ahead.
But we had one put through here like 3 years ago, the one they put through here last year. Or not last year, but...
3 years ago or last year?
And now they got the proposed one that they want to take a different route, but they end up in the same spot. Why couldn't they go right next to the same pipeline where they already have the easement?
Apparently, the issue is that the original one, it goes through some more ecologically sensitive areas than the new one does, and the new one is significantly shorter. I mean, it is basically the hypotenuse of a triangle. Is that the long?
Don't
side?
Ask me, okay. Man. I haven't been in geometry since ninth grade. Allie remembers. That's
hypotenuse.
Good.
Yeah, it's the hypotenuse of the triangle, so it's a shorter route, and those are the claims.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
That's great.
Does that have anything to do with what we're talking
about?
No. Okay. Sorry.
Nickelback?
Nickelback. Or bag.
It just seems like it'd be a lot.
Whatever.
Where they already have the easements, the land studies, and all that. And
I understand.
Some corporation made a decision, and they're tied in with the government, right?
Somebody wants to make some money, probably.
Right. That's basically what's happening here.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Conrad in Fargo, North Dakota. Hopefully people in Fargo are a little more awake. Go ahead, Conrad.
Yeah, okay. All right. I got a couple premises and then a conclusion for you, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Premise number one. You guys love liberty so much that you're willing to change your lives completely for it. See, for example, you moving to New Hampshire just for a cause of liberty.
Yes, sir.
Premise number two, Ron Paul is the best chance we have to make a very effective change to the world.
Ron Paul is kind of vague. Ron Paul getting elected or Ron Paul being
out
there?
Ron Paul being elected. Okay. So those are my two premises. Whether you grant them or not, we can argue them. But based on those two things,
I'm willing to grant them at this point.
Okay. I mean, and based that Ron Paul is having an immediate, like, just media blackout where they won't even talk about them, I don't understand why you don't turn your show into the Ron Paul show, where all you talk about for 3 hours is
Ron
Paul.
My God, that sounds awful. Why in the hell would anyone want to listen to that?
Right. You know, for one, you have to be entertaining, and Free Talk Live isn't about that. We do talk about Ron Paul a great deal.
When Ron Paul's worth being talked about, we'll talk about Ron Paul. I mean, I don't want to follow, like, and today the polls went up 1%, half a percent for Mitt Romney. Ron Paul woke up and had some breakfast with his wife this morning.
If you listen to the other talk shows out there, you'll find that they're aimed at radio audiences in that they repeat the same crap over and over again and the same conclusion over and over again. I don't want to do that show. I don't want to do
that basically what we do? I mean,
we don't repeat.
Kind of,
no,
we touch on the same issues year after year.
Year after year. They're doing hour after hour.
Oh, well,
segment after segment, Ian. I mean, if you listen, they say the same stuff over and over again.
You're
and
right.
I'm just
but
not
now
interested.
Is the time to use the powers of the dark side. You need to use that. Turn Free Talk Live into the Ron Paul propaganda machine.
Sounds like a troll.
The majority of the delegates.
Thank you, Mr. Troll. I appreciate it.
He's a troll.
Sounds like a troll.
Conrad could call in any time to talk about Free Talk. I mean, talk about Ron Paul and
I,
right?
Can. Sure, he could. Absolutely. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ron Paul did great on the debate last night. In case you haven't seen it, you can probably go to YouTube and pull up Ron Paul highlights. I thought he did a fine job. In fact,
watch it to learn about the business cycle.
That, and he had a pretty good answer on immigration as well. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.